Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're going to get your flowers for sure.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings off 99 in Spring, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right. The Drive is live on the road. Clint is out today, but our guy Luke Morrow is in the building with us, and you can be live in the building with us as well. It is a Thirsty Thursday. We are here in Spring, right off Grand Parkway. Buffalo Wild Wings, make your way. There you go. Clap it up. Make your way. As we are here, Buffalo Wild Wings having a good time. You got a chance to win prizes as well. You can win a gift card to HEB. We also have a Bud Light cornhole set as well that you can win. All you got to do is put your name in our raffle box, and you will have a chance to win. If you have not done so, I would say bring your ass and sign your name and put it in our raffle box for your chance to win. A lot going on, a lot of fun to be had out here. Great food, great drink. Shout out to Bud Light. Shout out to Buffalo Wild Wings as they help us put this on every single week. So make your way on out here and enjoy some good fun. By the way, Tyler, I told you, man, he struck out the side. Struck out the side, baby.
Oh, allowed did he? A single. I didn't even realize that.
Oh, yeah. Allowed Hell a single, yeah. Then struck out the side right there. Framber ain't playing. Then we get a leadoff double right there.
Oh, we are so back.
I'm telling you, man. That's all Framber needed to do. God, what a team player. Man, what a team player.
Yeah.
He'd sit there and he saw, man, my team is struggling. What can I do? That's what he said to himself. What can I do?
Cesar Salazar somewhere cussing you right now.
What can I do? No, man. No, he's inspired too. He's going to go off in Sugar Land tonight. What can I do, he said. All right. Cole's inspired. He's still in third base. What can I do, damn it? And he said, I know. I got the spark. I know the spark. I'll do it. I think he went into the hotel and did it himself. I think last night he did it. He took it out, did it himself, cut his hair himself, and did that. What a guy, man! On his way out, he could just say, "I'm a representative of myself." We've heard that before, but no, he gave of himself. You know how precious those damn extensions are to him. He wants to have dreads so bad that he would fake it for 2 years, and now when his team needs him the most, man, Framber steps up.
Is there any going back? Like, could he put those back in?
Oh, yeah, you can always put the fake weed back.
I'm sure.
But I'm saying, like, can you do it? I know theoretically he would be able to, but after this.
I mean, here we go. Wow. There's Altuve coming in with an RBI double. Guys, I'm telling you, I don't know what is happening. It's Framber. So proud of this guy. Look at this, 3-0. Now Astros. TV's everywhere. You can come out here and watch it. These guys are
really, really happy.
It is. It's insane, man. They haven't been able to hit anything. Nothing. What have they been stringing? They strung together one run in the first two games in Sacramento?
Yeah, the most hitter-friendly ballpark in the league, too, this year.
I'm telling you, what are they playing? Vladdy Divac, Chris Webber? What are they playing out here? No, this is amazing. Shout out to the Astros. We will keep you updated on obviously, this is now – you have to look at the season in two different ways. You know, it was dreads and post-dreads. Right now, we're in post-dreads, and I mean, I don't even know who's up. I know there are runners on second and third right now. They're both going to score.
Same amount of sweat, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know. I don't know. Was it Paredes? Yep.
Yeah.
He can't even run. It don't matter. He's inspired. I bet he gets a triple. He's inspired. He can't even run. It's crazy. All right. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. You can jump in and join us as well. All right. Tyler, I've been thinking about this the last couple of days because I have felt the frustration, the very fair frustration, Luke, from the fan base and the people as we talk to them every day. We talk to you through the text line, through YouTube and Twitch, through social media, on the phone we heard from you. Shout out to Don. Shout out to Troy. Shout out to Tony. Shout out to Larry and Stafford. Shout out to all of you who've been calling in. We hear you. I think, Tyler, I've come up with the understanding of why fans are so frustrated. It's not just that they're 0-3. It's not just that this offense is anemic and scoring 12 points a game and they're pretty much dead last in almost every major offensive category, at least 30th, if not worse. It's not just that the Colts have decided to start playing and Daniel Jones has seen Jesus. And now they're 3-0. And now we got to hear that guy. I ain't going to lie to you. I was at church on Sunday, and that praise and worship song came on, and I could not stop laughing. All I did was was think of the Colts version. I swear, every time. I did. I told you they were both going to score. Here goes Paredes.
These are right, Colts.
He brings a run in. 4-0. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. The Astros are back. But – I think the reason why people are so frustrated is because, listen, yes, did myself, Clint, did Luke when he came on here? Hell, Luke tried to tell me. Luke warned us about Cam Robinson repeatedly.
That's right.
He's tried to tell us. We did on the drive, I would say at least, and on Sports Radio 610, tried to prepare you for this. But as we know fans are, it is hard not to just be optimistic and just look at it from a standpoint of, I believe this is going to work out. Just as I said, both of these runs have come home. It is now 5-0. Or is it 4-0? I don't know.
I think it's 5. Yeah, they've been very slow to update the score. 5-0.
As they are leading the A's. But I think what hurts is, you all knew good and damn well this wasn't going to work. You knew it wouldn't. You knew if you said all this stuff out loud, you knew deep down, this is what they came up with to try to fix things. This offensive line that was a problem, this is what they – but you as a fan, which I don't fault you, you as a fan said, I know I don't think Ed Ingram's going to work. But maybe they know something.
They're all fixable.
I know Lincoln Tomlinson was the 88th ranked guard last year before he got benched. But I know it's not going to work. I feel it, though. All right, we'll trade Laremy Tunsil and bring back Cam Robinson. Maybe the physical. Like, you knew when you say these moves out loud, you know that's not going to work. Let's bring in this coach that has never coached before. And you knew when you heard he's not bringing any of his staff and that he's just coming in to the entire coaching staff that was a part of the offensive staff that failed the year before. You knew deep down when they said, this is what we're going to do with offensive line in terms of coach. We're going to promote the guy who was the assistant to this brutal bunch last year. You all knew deep down that wasn't going to work. But you made yourself try to believe it anyway. And I think that is why you're so frustrated, is that you're so frustrated that you knew that this stuff doesn't make sense, that this stuff didn't sound like all of that together would fix this. And you know your expectation is to get further than they've been the last 2 years. And you believe that's their expectation. But they've walked out and felt that this was the best way possible. I think that is why you're so frustrated, is you knew right when all this stuff happened that it wasn't going to work. You knew when you heard, Luke, they couldn't do anything during training camp because their offensive line could not block anybody to run anything, that this was going to look bad. But you believed, because that's what you do as a fan. And now, what you, none of you should be shocked about when you really say it out loud, it's happening right now in front of you. I think that's the most frustrating thing for fans.
Yeah, I think for those who bought in, they probably feel conned. I mean, even to the point of, like you said, during training camp. Obviously, I know on this show you guys were very vocal about those concerns about the offense not being able to do anything. And a lot of positive Texans fans were just simply saying, well, you know, because the defense is so good. Of course the offense isn't going to look good. So I think there's a lot of ways for people to convince themselves along the way. And now, after seeing it played out, you feel like you got taken. You were sold a bill of goods here because, yeah, to your point, and it's something that, you know, I know you guys mentioned, I kept bringing up every time I was on air, like, Did you feel better about the offensive line this summer than last summer? Did you feel better about the wide receiver group entering this season than you did on paper entering last year? Do you feel better about Nick Caley than you did at this time a year ago about Bobby Slowik? I think they took a step back in all of those areas, and this is what it leads to. They have just looked like such a mess. So deep down, I'd like to believe the Texans fans knew that this was certainly a reality, but I think so many people bought into that positive spin.
As a fan, you squint to try to make it work.
Right, you want to be positive. And so now you see how it plays out. It's your biggest fears, and you almost feel like you got conned. You believed all the positive spin all offseason about, you know, five fingers in a glove, yada, yada, yada. These rookie receivers yes. coming in, even though they're not, you know, top draft picks, they're still going to be great, and they're not even getting on the field. All this stuff what we're told that hasn't worked out. And you feel like maybe a sucker for falling for it when this is the reality and this is what we should have feared or been talking about all along of like, this offense, this might be a real work in progress early on. It could be very ugly, and that's exactly what it's turned into.
By the way, Framber just struck out another.
Vintage Framber is back!
I mean, I haven't seen Framber throw a curveball like that in weeks. But it's just, it is... I think it's just wild because you look at it and you say, all right, we feel like we have a roster in a lot of ways that says, let's go try to win a championship. Let's get to the AFC championship game. The only teams that we see that we feel we got to catch up to are those big three of the Bills, Ravens, and Chiefs. Everybody else, we feel like we're on the same level as. And we see the clear problem. You walked out of Kansas City and your quarterback got sacked 8 times, and that was just the dismount to the season that was struggles with the offensive line. And the thought when you have a quarterback who is still on his rookie deal to get cheap and get bargain deals with that up front. Fromber struck out another, by the way, folks. I'm not kidding.
He's, 20 strikeout he, game.
He, in he,
Every out that the Astros have recorded is a strikeout from Framber up to this point. One hit, 5 strikeouts.
Oh, my God. I don't know. This is nuts.
I don't know what the over-under is on strikeouts.
It was 4.5. I took it.
Did you? There, a boy.
Let's go.
You got it. But it is, guys, and I know you're thinking it right now. You were probably thinking it then. But, again, I don't blame you. As a fan, you believe it. Right now, I am an idiot. I have convinced myself that the Lakers roster is good enough for them to win a championship. Now, I know that's not true deep down in my mind, but I'm squinting to make it work. I'm squinting to make it work, all right? Just like I'm sure you guys are doing right now. But the thought is they sat down with resources, Luke and Tyler, and said, we think this is the best route for us to take to fix our offensive line issues and to fix our offensive issues. That's the best. There is I cannot believe that D'Amico, Nick, and whoever else was involved said, here we go, I got it. Let's trade Tunsil. Let's bring in Cam Robinson for $12 million. By the way, he's not able to make it. He's not able to beat out our rookie over here.
Yeah.
Let's bring in Ed Ingram, Laken Tomlinson, and Andrews. These guys who all struggle.
Yeah.
Let's just draft one offensive lineman through the entirety of the draft. And is an interior where the biggest problem was? Uh-uh. No, we're going to draft the seventh best tackle who struggles. And his weaknesses coming in was his ability to be able to pass protect NFL-level talent against ends. Like, that was the fix. I just don't understand how they sat down and said that. This is it. This is the fix. It is wild to me.
Yeah, I'm with you. I thought it was a bad offseason in that regard. They did not do a good job with this offense. And now it's easy to say that now, but you could go back. All the shows are archived and see the conversations being had back then. I did not get the plan. I think it was an overconfidence, maybe arrogance, too, of either this idea of whoever we bring in is going to work, or this idea of because you have C.J. Stroud, that whoever you put around him, you're going to have success. I don't know where the exact thought process was or where they fell in terms of that confidence in their plan this offseason, thinking that this was the best method. And that, you know, we could go bargain shop on this offensive line, and yet it'll still be better this year than it was last year. Like you said, this solution was a bunch of cast-offs, guys that their teams gave up on. Ed Ingram has been labeled a huge bust. You know, Cam Robinson, nobody wanted him this offseason. He had to sign a one-year contract here.
That's not what it's supposed to look like when your quarterback isn't making money yet.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you traded away your big offensive line contract.
It's true.
In Tunsil. You would have thought they would have at least brought back one player that is a real serious bona fide starting offensive lineman that's in his prime. You would have thought that would have happened.
Well, and that's
or drafted one.
That's where all the frustration was of, like, the Bears addressed their offensive line seriously this offseason. The Vikings did as well. Even the Jaguars got a couple guys. And the Texans, you had, it seemed like, resources to be able to try to do the same. And so you're seeing these other teams really invest in that offensive line. And the Texans were trying to take not even an easy way out. Like I said, just going to the bargain bin. And you're wondering, like, what's the plan here? And the hope was we convinced ourselves, or some of us at least, of just you put all these pieces together, it's going to be better than having a couple of talented pieces on the edge because, you know, they're going to be able to gel and you're going to get better coaching and all the. We tried to convince ourselves of this plan, but obviously in hindsight, it was a pretty silly idea to try to protect your star quarterback with these guys on the offensive line.
Let's try to move forward here as they're going to go the rest of the way. We've seen now 3 weeks of this team.
Yep.
What we're seeing from an offensive perspective, obviously they are struggling from that perspective. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch as well. Have you seen or are you seeing anything that you look at and you can say there is a potential there that they could get some sort of an uptick on that part of the offense moving forward? We'll discuss that coming up.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Up next. It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends in Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings off 99 in Spring, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Text line coming through as we are live here in Spring. Again, we're gonna start at 4 o'clock, hooking folks up with our first gift card, an HEB gift card, 4 o'clock hour. If you have not put your name in our raffle box, you may want to do so, but that's coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. Update here on the Astros, and Framber Valdez does what Framber does. He gets a double play to get out of the inning, 5-0. Framber Valdez has 5 strikeouts as he has had 3 scoreless innings, and all of it due to him getting rid of the extensions that he put in his hair over a year ago. What a terrible decision that was. But he stepped up for his team and said, we need a spark. This is how much you all mean to me. And Framber Valdez is pitching like the Cy Young Award candidate that he has been the majority of the time that he has been a Houston Astro. Might be his last game, too. Also, here on the text line, Luke, before we get to it, I want you to be thinking of it, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. Text in what you're watching offensively, and be honest. Are you seeing things that could be potential things that they could use and improve upon, some things that could be good things going down the future here, maybe starting on Sunday against the Titans? But someone text in, I see that y'all don't recall the Texans salary cap. Once free agent period started, the Texans did not have the salary cap room to compete with top money teams.
That's guys, for Caserio to worry about. We don't even look at it.
It's guys, don't believe that. I'm just going to tell you, just don't believe that. Even if you do, man, they just gave $14 million to Cam Robinson, and he is sitting on the bench. They just ate. $6 plus million from C.J. Gardner-Johnson to put him on the streets. And baby, that's 2 guards.
Yep, that's true.
Like, hey, listen, you can add it up. You go over there. You don't have to be a savant here. You don't have to be a salary cap genius. You can go over there and look at the players that the Eagles and the Ravens and the Chiefs have, and the money they're paying those guys, and then you can go over and look at your team and start looking at the salaries that your team has, and you mean to tell me you honestly believe all they could afford was $3 million for Lakin Tomlinson? $2 million? No, come on now.
Yeah, I also looked into it. They had the same amount of salary cap space as the Chargers entering this offseason, and the Chargers added 2 interior offensive linemen and right now are ranked as a top 10 offensive line. Now, granted, they have 2 good tackles that were already on the team, but point being, they were still able to go out and get a couple of good additions to their O-line and look at the, you know, they're 3-0 and have one of the best offensive lines in the league right now. So there's ways. I'm not going to say the salary cap is, is fake like a lot of people think in the NFL, but there's always
ways to
manipulate it and to find talented pieces even at a bargain price. And other teams have done it. So I get the point. I just don't think it's a fair excuse.
You got a better chance for that argument next year. Well, I don't know if they're going to do it, but next year when they potentially got to pay Will Anderson and C.J. Stroud. You could make a better case.
Yeah.
Right. you get a chance to do it. Somehow the Kansas City Chiefs, who have Patrick Mahomes, who have the highest paid center in Creed Humphrey, who have one of the highest paid defensive players in Chris Jones, somehow this offseason they gave a record-breaking contract to a guard and $23 million a year to Trey Smith. Somehow they gave their defensive end $90 million to George Karloftis and made other additions. So, like, stop.
Also,
stop. They traded away Tunsil, too. Stop.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't think we can forget or ignore the prior years for this season. Like, this wasn't just this offseason type of issue. It's cap management the years prior to set yourself up to, as you laid out, when you're not paying your quarterback yet and you're not paying your young defensive star yet, this is when you should have funds at your disposal to be able to improve the rest of the roster. And that's something that these guys, they don't look at it from a year-to-year perspective. I mean, you map things out financially from 1 year to the next and beyond. So to even put themselves in that position, if you want to use that as an excuse and say, like, hey, they only had – you know, the 25th most cap space available this offseason. Well, that falls back on the same people, the front office, because you're not paying Stroud yet, and yet you still baked yourself into that corner where your hands are a little more tied this offseason. So either way, I still put the blame on the front office of either putting themselves in a bad position or not handling this offseason well enough with the resources they had.
Man, they got a $12 million player that plays tackle that they can't put on the field.
They should have listened. I tried to warn.
All right, no, Luke. Let me ask you this though, and the people, they've been texting it as well. When you look at this offense, and I know it's been difficult to look at, is there anything that you see that you're like, if they can lean into that, that could be helpful. Is there anything that you're seeing some glimpses of something that could be a positive or a help for them down the line?
Honestly, no. I'm curious to hear if you have anything or look at the text line. The only thing I would say, the positive, I was looking at the numbers today of pressure rates allowed, and the right side of the offensive line has actually been really good statistically in terms of allowing pressure. Now, the left side's been terrible, but that's the one positive that I do see. And maybe you get the ground game going a little bit at some point and try to run a little more behind the right side, But no, I don't know. I don't know what there's been in the 3 weeks that I can point to of even a position group. Like, ooh, the tight ends have been a real strength. I don't know what the strength is on this offense right now. Doesn't mean there's not going to be one, but based off of what I've seen through the first three weeks, I don't really feel good right now about any part of this offense just yet.
I think, and I said this a little bit yesterday, I think exploring Woody Marks and getting potentially the ball in his hand, especially from the passing game perspective, if you go out there the way they are situated right now, and hopefully Christian Kirk can add more value. But Woody Marks might be – there are times out there when you look at on the field that I was watching the game, I'm thinking Woody Marks may be his matchup may be the second best matchup to attack for C.J. Stroud behind Nico Collins. Like, if you get Woody Marks up against a linebacker – you know, and give him a choice route. I think that might be something where they can get big money. And we've seen in this offense, if indeed, now I know Nick Cayley today pushed back that it is not a Patriots offense. He said it's our offense, whatever that means. But in this offense that Todd Bowles called, the coach of the Bucks, a Patriots offense, you know, James White and Kevin Falk and those guys became big parts of the offense for Brady and Garoppolo and Matt Castle in those years. And Woody Marks seems like a guy that's primed to be that. And I'll be honest with you, I think, I'm not going to say tight ends, I think Dalton Schultz has been available and has been open. And when he has gotten opportunities, he looks more closer to the Dalton Schultz from 2 years ago than the guy last year. Now, I'm not going to talk about his blocking, but I'm talking about from a receiver perspective. There's maybe some way to explore those options down the next several ball games that could really improve things.
Yeah, I think they have some options on offense. It's just having that faith of, can they take advantage of them? Because to this point, they haven't shown to be the ability to scheme up really anything that gives you faith. I did see someone on the text line that said, I do like the tempo plays, and I do. That's something I thought about earlier today. I was listening to Payne and Pendergast this morning as I was driving around, and I do agree with that. I like that idea where when they have gone a little up-tempo, you found a little bit of a rhythm in the offense, because usually that just simplifies things and takes out a lot of the thinking and shortens the playbook, and when you're learning a new scheme, you know, it can make things a little simpler. So that's the one thing, but also that's not sustainable. You can't do that over the course of a whole game, and you can't do that over the course of a whole year. It's kind of a Band-Aid solution. So that's the only other thing that would stand out to me about this offense of a positive I've seen so far, but even that isn't something you can rely upon to have a successful offense. I mean, this isn't Chip Kelly in Oregon, there's right now not a ton to hang your hat on. I agree with you. There's some potential, but
at least potential.
Yeah, but I also I don't know if Nick Kelly's the guy that can scheme to that potential because we just haven't seen it. I
can't argue that.
Yeah. So
yeah.
All right, as we continue live here from Buffalo Wild Wings, we're here in spring. Off Grand Parkway, make your way on out here as we're here till 6 o'clock. Clap it up. There you go. Yeah, there we go. Prizes to win, good food, good drinks. I see good beers rolling around. The Bud Light girls are here as well as they are hooking folks up also. So get on out here and have a good time with us here on a Thirsty Thursday. Shout out to Bud Light and Buffalo Wild Wings helping us put this together. Coming up, I want to do it. My man was asking me about the Rockets. Let's look at it from this perspective. Chew on this through the break. Fred VanVleet, that injury of his torn ACL, we've heard a lot of people give their thoughts on it. Is this injury the type of injury that changes your expectation for the Rockets? Have your expectations changed on the Rockets because of the Fred VanVleet injury? We'll discuss that next.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza. New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have 3 Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Let's go, Rockets.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings off 99 in Spring, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, I'll be honest. Now I've reached a point, Tyler, I'm getting kind of pissed at Framber Valdez.
What? Why?
And
he throw it a catcher again?
No, he just decided to do this now. I mean, he could have done this. He could have done this a month and a half ago. If this is this is clearly the jolt that they needed. It is now 6-0.
The extensions could have gone so easily and earlier.
If Victor Caratini's got a chance to break it open, and Framber's going three innings, he's given up two hits. He struck out the for his first five outs. He struck out the first five outs that he recorded and
won me some quick money.
Yeah, and he's five strikeouts, one walk, and then he did what he does to get out of the only thing resembling a jam that he was in. They got a double play ball because vintage. Clearly, we got vintage Framber now. He got a ground ball and was able to get out of, like I said, anything close to a jam that he was in. So 6-0, Victor Caratini's up with a chance to open it up. Shout out to Wood in the building. Everybody clap it up. I see you, Wood. Wood in the building, clap it up as he makes it out here. As we're enjoying ourselves, remember, 4 o'clock hour, you have a chance to win a couple of our prizes as we will hook you up with an HEB gift card as well as, courtesy of Bud Light, a cornhole. It's a couple of boards, couple of cornhole boards. I think it's got the bags in there too. So you got a full set right there. We'll do that in the 5 o'clock hour. All you got to do is put your name in our raffle box, and you will have a chance to win. All right, the Rockets. Many of you all started saying after Sunday's game, man, when are the Rockets coming? Let's turn to the Rockets. The Astros just got swept by the Mariners, and then the Texans did what they did Sunday. And then Fred VanVleet in the middle of things towards ACL. And, look, Fred VanVleet is, I would say, if we go order of importance to this team, maybe that's not even, maybe that, I'll do that. If we go order to importance of the team, and you tell me if you dispute, if you think Fred VanVleet is there, I would say one, Kevin Durant.
Agreed.
All right. So he's not over Kevin.
No.
In importance. Alperen Şengün.
Agreed.
Okay. Amen Thompson.
I think that one's a little tougher for me, but I think I agree with you.
Okay. Jabari Smith.
No, is where I was.
Okay,
slotted.
So he's four. So in order of importance, Fred VanVleet comes in, and you're waffling over Amen Thompson. I think you're nuts. this is a first-team All-NBA defender.
I think he's better.
It was versatile, but you're talking about importance.
Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah.
All right. I set that up by this, and you all can answer this on the text line on YouTube and Twitch, and I'll kick it to you first, Luke, here is, does this injury, if we look at it as potentially the fourth most important piece on this team, does the Fred VanVleet injury change your expectations for whatever you had for the Rockets before his injury? Does this change your expectations for him?
Yeah, it does. It doesn't mean the season's over. They can't win a championship, but absolutely, I think this is a huge loss, and it knocks them down a few pegs. I could tell you Vegas reduced the win total by 3, so they look at this injury as a loss of 3 victories in the regular season, which I guess isn't a huge thing. But I do think it's a big loss, and maybe I should rank him higher than 4th on that important scale, because I think being the point guard and being that floor general is huge. But more so than that, there's quite a few things why I think this is a big loss. For one, I don't really love the options behind him. I'm not a huge Reed Shepard guy, and I don't know if I want Amen Thompson to be my point guard either. For two, this was not a good shooting team last year. Now, Durant's going to help that, but this was a bottom 10 shooting team, and yet more than half of their makes came from 3 guys that will not be playing for the team this year. So
yep.
You lost, this is a good shooting option that you lose, that you need. And then the third aspect, I think, is just even the spacing, that if you were to, say, use Amen more as your point guard, he's going to have to improve his shooting. Otherwise, teams are going to be able to play that drop coverage, and if you're using the bigs, the double big lineup as well, like it messes up the spacing
of
the offense.
Well, there's got to be another shooter that comes on the court. Reed, maybe. But there's got to be another shooter that comes on the court when you're bringing him on there. You're not going to have, him and – another non-struggling shooter out there.
Probably not. But even so, even if he's just the point guard and you don't have the 2 bigs, still, if his shooting is not improved, team that's going to make the Rajon Rondo of just
play so far off and let it shoot, play under the screens, you know, just not going to let him drive. And so I think it hurts the spacing of the offense. So I think there's quite a few things where his impact is going to be felt. I think it's a huge loss. Maybe for me, a better way to maybe try to answer the question is like, who would you rather take away from this team because of an injury? And Durant still, I think, is number one that of importance that I'd want on the floor. But Fred VanVleet, I don't know. Maybe he's two or three, which sounds crazy. But I think just that point guard for this team is so important.
I don't think it's crazy. Him and Kevin Durant are the two guys that have won championships, that have the experience. And I think it was not by design, but he was clearly, arguably, your best player in that postseason series, especially the second half.
Right.
I don't think you win games without him. By the way, Christian Walker, now inspired by Framber's hair, he gets a two-out bases-loaded single and scores another run, now 7-0. I don't think it's crazy. I think Fred is a calming force for this team, and I do think he was going to be, especially with that contract coming down, he was going to work really, really well with everything else you had, and you felt good with double teams potentially coming to Shingun and Kevin Durant, that he could be a guy that hits open threes. Someone texted in here and said, yes, if they don't do anything about it. I would just answer it like this, and maybe you do the same. My thought was, before Fred got injured, my expectations was, this is a team that gets to the Western Conference Finals. Like, that's to me the expectation with a chance to win a championship. Right? Expectations. Like, to me, this season is a disappointment if the Rockets aren't in the Western Conference Finals. I mean, OKC is, to me, the only team that I look at and say definitively I feel like they're going to struggle with in the West.
I agree.
And to me, so Western Conference Finals, and I'm not going to be disappointed if you play a 6-7-game series with the Thunder and you lose them.
Yep, I'm with you on that.
That has not changed to me with Fred going out. That has not changed, because I still think he's important. Don't get me wrong. But that has not changed. Like, I think you're going to have to see some growth, and potentially Raphael Stone may have to make some moves. Again, I don't think they need to do it immediately. Like, I don't think they need to go add Russell Westbrook or Ben Simmons immediately. I think you play it by hand and you get close to the trade deadline, and maybe there's some other options that show themselves that you may be able to look at. But Fred's injury has not changed me from thinking that if they get in a series against the Timberwolves, that I think they should win. If they get in a series against Denver, that I feel like they should win. If they get in a series against the Lakers, that I feel like they should win. That has not changed for me.
That's where I differ. That has changed for me,
because
this was my biggest concern all offseason, was that point guard, and I was clamoring. I was banging the table to get another veteran guard into the mix as well, and not have to rely so much on, say, a Reed Shepard, and specifically for the playoffs. Because even last year we saw in the playoffs, including the NBA Finals, like the Thunder and the Pacers, for the amount of guards that they have and talented guards, the turnovers were ridiculous with these teams pressuring in the backcourt. I think you need multiple guards you can rely on in the postseason to handle the basketball, and I wouldn't want that to be Reed Shepard in year two trying to figure things out. So I wanted them to still add to that position, and now you take away that one veteran and that true point guard with the championship experience away. It's a big concern for me in the playoffs.
I'm excited to see how Amin handles this, because I think that is the – and again, I think there's going to be a lot of people doing this. I think Kevin could bring – the ball up to initiate offense. Hell, I could see Shingun initiating offense. I think there's a lot of things, but I'm intrigued to see him in that role.
Yeah.
Shooters around him and being able to drive to the bucket. And he's a good passer to kick the ball out to. I'm excited to see how he responds to that.
To me, it's a bigger concern for the playoffs than the regular season. They'll still win a bunch of games. They'll be a top seed in the West. They'll have a good regular season, but it might show up in the playoffs. And I know John Hollinger, I think it was, wrote an article that this could be a silver lining, in the sense of, now you get to find out truly what you have in Reed Shepard, which might be a blessing in disguise, or Amen plays more point guard, and that turns into a great weapon for your offense. I just worry about those options, and that's why this is a bigger injury to me, too, because I don't like the backup plans without Fred VanVleet running the offense.
All right, Dirty's Daily coming up next. We will hold it down for Clint as he is out. And we'll continue, man. We'll have a conversation with about the most important athlete in this city, and that is C.J. Stroud. We'll do that. Dirty's Daily as we continue live right here on a Thirsty Thursday here in spring as we're at Buffalo Wild Wings. Make your way out of here and join us. C.J. Stroud, that's coming up next.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hey, it's Seth Payne.
And I'm Sean Pendergast.
Did you know that Payne and Pendergast is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
That's awesome. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or if you're a jump straight to the highlight person, we got you covered as well.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, my name first, obviously.
Hey!
And hit the follow button to get every minute of the show, your way and on your time.
It's the Payne and Pendergast Podcast. New episodes drop daily.